Whatever.
Get away from that. Mike, your thoughts. What you can tell us about Super Dave Osborne. Your thoughts.
Great comedian. Had a what started out as a little guest spot on Bizarre, I believe.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it was like a little, like a Saturday Night Live skit, right? And he just kind of evolved from that. Ended up with his own show. Great physical comedian guy.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the guy that was always doing the hosting job, like the MC guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He always had the plaid suit.
See, what happened?
He always talked about Saskatchewan sealskin bindings, things like that.
We played the interview really recently, but what happened was I got a call from my dad. I got a call from my cousin yesterday. Super Dave Osborne can do an interview in 10 minutes. Dude. Well, I call a studio, a radio station, and I book a studio as I'm in my car driving on my cell phone. And I get there. Well, actually, on my way there, because I have no time to prep here. Yeah. I call my dad, and he gave me some info on Super Dave. Well, as you'll hear in the interview, it was all just a little off. Here's my interview with Super Dave Osborne. Mike really should have done this interview, hey, Derek?
I actually watched him on TV like 2 days ago.
Yeah, no. You were more worthy than I.
I have a Super Dave Osborne best of VHS tape at home.
Well, this is Super Dave Osborne with me yesterday, and I played it today, and yeah, it's a lot of I don't look too good on this. No. I don't look too good. Here it is, Mike. Tell me what you think after. Okay, here I am with Super Dave Osborne, and Dave, can I get this right? Your real first name or your real name from back in the day, David Einstein, that's true?
No, it's Bob Einstein.
Bob Einstein, I'm sorry, okay. When did you change your name?
You did a lot of good research, didn't you?
Off to a great...
This show is filled with research. All you had to do is get my real name, and you came up with the wrong name.
I was close, though, wasn't I?
Well, sure, it's great.
Awesome.
No problem. I can't wait for the next question.
Okay. All right. We're going to keep things going here. I want to go back into a day. And when I was a young child, I remember watching this show. My father had me watch it. Bizarre, Bizarre. Let's go back and talk about Bizarre, Bizarre.
Okay.
What was it like shooting Bizarre, Bizarre?
Well, it was called Bizarre.
Okay.
It wasn't Bizarre, Bizarre.
I'm doing poor at best.
What is the name of this show? Facts or Us?
Okay, tell us about the show Bizarre. I apologize.
No one ever said Bizarre, Bizarre. I thought you were having a little emotional problem where everything you were going to say is twice. So that I was going to have to say everything twice. Bizarre was the first series in the history of cable television starring John Biner, and it went on for 6 years, and it started in Canada and on Showtime in the States, and we shot a more risque version for Showtime and a cleaner version for Canada, and it was an absolute blast.
And were you doing your own stunts in this show?
Up to a point.
Up to a point.
Yes, when I'm on top of a bus and I go under a tunnel and I get hit under a tunnel going 50 miles an hour, that's not actually happening to me because I would have died many times.
So you're not actually the guy getting run over there?
Not all the time, no. Sometimes, yes, but a lot of the times, no. When a train hits you and you're inside a little car and you're actually doing it, you probably won't live if you're in there.
You did the math and you figured not a good thing to do, hey?
Exactly.
And was there a favorite scene in Bizarre that Super Dave Osborne that brings back the best memory?
I guess King of the Road and a slam dunk I did, which was later turned into a Nike commercial, and when my head was pounded into the ground, and when I was in a race car and it was dropped into a car crusher, and then they interviewed me inside the car. I did an awful lot of stunts in those days.
Right, and you guys actually ended up having a Super Dave cartoon also, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We've taken this character far enough that they could burn us at the stake, I think. We did a movie, cartoons, everything.
Is Super Dave coming back anytime soon?
Well, it's funny you should ask. I don't know why, but no, I'm currently in talks with a network, an American network, to do 6 half-hour specials. If everything comes to fruition and if they agree to do it exactly as I want to do it, then yes.
Ah, so you're at the point where you got to call the shots, though, hey?
Well, if I don't, it won't be the way I want it, and then it wouldn't be too good.
Right. And are you bringing back a lot of the old cast to shoot this one?
I'll definitely bring back Don Lake. I'm not sure about Fuji. I will have a Fuji, but the original Fuji I'm not sure about.
Terrific. Because Fuji was also in the cartoon, wasn't he?
He absolutely was.
Terrific. And obviously, you know, recent people and TV in recent years, Maury Funkhauser on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's Marty Funkhauser.
I'm missing everything.
How long have you been doing this show?
We started in January, actually.
I kind of like it because nothing is ever really right. But you say it with a lot of confidence. Of course, everyone loves Maury Funkhauser.
Marty Funkhauser.
I used to have an agent who got names wrong like that all the time, important names. And we'd ask him to book someone, and he'd book someone that was close to who we wanted, but never the right person.
But my agent's doing it. Eli's doing it right. You are, in fact, Super Dave Osborne. We at least have you here?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Tell us about shooting Curb Your Enthusiasm and how this one started.
Well, it's just a lot of fun. It's similar to the way I did my show in that everything is ad lib. You have a premise and an area which you have to follow and fill in, but the dialogue is all ad lib, so it makes it 10 times more fun.
And did Larry David approach you for this role, or did you try out for it, or how
no,
did that
No, work? I don't try out for things, but thanks a lot. No, yes, Larry called me and asked me if I would like to do it, and I said yes, and we did it. And we've done it for a few years now, and people seem to like it, so I think it's a great show, and it's a lot of fun.
And the episode
you
I
want to mess up my name in Ocean's 13 too, as long as you're doing it.
I haven't seen Ocean's 13 all.
Oh,
actually.
Well, why would you do research? Why waste your time in doing research when you're talking to a guest?
Exactly. You were in.
Maybe you could see it after you do run this interview.
I'll do it.
Then you could ask me a question when I'm not on.
What would the answer be?
I don't know what the question is, so I can't really do it.
Oh, that's too bad. Curb Your Enthusiasm, the Dodger Stadium episode. You guys were actually filming in the middle of a game there?
I'll tell you a great story about that. Yep. Not only that, but yes, we were. But about 6 months after that episode aired, I got a call, and an attorney said, my client says that he was at the Dodger game when they were doing a Super Dave episode. I said, no, it was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. He said, oh, but were you in it? I said, yes. I said, what is your client up for? He said, murder. I said, I'll tell you what, call this number. And so I gave him the number of Larry. And they went over there, and his client had been in jail for 6 months, convicted of murder. They didn't believe. No, it's a true story.
Yeah, I know. I don't mean to laugh. It was real.
They looked at 5 cameras, nothing. The 6th camera showed him in the background with his boy.
So that's when the murder took place, and he was actually in your episode, in a camera shot.
Yes, he was murdering his little boy, and we got to see that, and it was a lot of fun. No, it got him out of jail because it was an excuse.
That's where he was. Wow. So that had to make you feel good. I mean, and that
it
actually
did. This silly show actually acquitted someone of murder. However, there were still 3 hours unaccounted for, so I'm not sure if he did it or not. But I do know he was at the ball game, and the miracle was he happened to be sitting in that section, or they never would have seen him.
Wow. So there you go. Awesome. Super Dave Osborne with us right now. Super Dave, thanks so much for doing it. And you're also...
Well, thank you for getting everything wrong. I've never had an interview where every single thing was not right, and it makes me feel kind of neat.
You like golf, though, don't you?
I love golf.
What's your handicap?
I'm about 14.
All right, you're decent. What's your best club? What's your money shot?
I don't know. I drive the ball pretty well. I mean, when you're a 14, you don't have a best club. But I can play okay. I'm not quite yet Tiger. I don't have everything perfected. My short game is not what it should be. And, of course, putting is putting.
There you go. And
you play golf?
I play golf, yes.
And what's your handicap?
I'm about an 18, so not as good as you.
No, so you're probably about a 27.
Well, you can tell I can't even count probably, right?
So. No, no. Your score, give me a 5 after you've been in the lake twice. Doesn't really work.
Well, keep in mind, we are up here in Canada, and, you know, you're from Winnipeg. I got that right, didn't I?
I'm not from Winnipeg.
Where are you from?
My partner's from Winnipeg.
Where are you from?
I'm from California.
Oh, we're really blowing this, eh?
But you know what? It doesn't matter because everyone thought I was Canadian because I was on for 12 straight years, and I love the Canadian people. They're just nice Americans.
There you go.
I love Toronto. I loved working there.
Have you ever been out to Vancouver?
Yes, I have.
What'd you think of our fair city?
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It does rain 24 hours a day for 6 months, but if you don't hang yourself and you can wait till the summer, it is beautiful.
Perfect. And that's why you got to give me some slack here. I can't golf for half the year, Super Dave.
I know that.
So that's got to play into my high handicap.
I know.
So there you go. Awesome. Super Dave Osborne. Super Dave.
Well, this has been, look, I've done 40 Carson shows, 50 Letterman, and Larry King, everything. This has been the most unusual interview, I have to be honest with you.
Perfect. I love you for doing this, Super Dave. Thanks for staying with me. And
you're very welcome, and keep going, and just don't do any research. It's crazy. It's a waste of time.
Enjoy the beautiful weather of Southern California. We've got pouring rain here today.
All right. Well, stay inside.
Okay. Thanks, Super Dave.
Bye.
That was quite the interview. Or non-interview.
My question is, if I had done my research, is there a way the interview could have been that good, though?
No, he wouldn't have enjoyed himself as much.
You think he enjoyed it?
I'm not sure, yeah. He was a little confused, but he was like, you know what? This is kind of fun still. Because it's not the same questions. I'm kind of having fun with this guy. I can be...
Where I give myself credit is I kept going.
Yeah, you didn't give up. And he didn't get mad either. Like,
no, that was key. A lot of guys...
He played along with you and kept you going, too.
Do you think he maybe thought I was doing it on purpose, or do you think he knew, or...?
I think he knew You knew who he was, but just nothing about him. You knew who his name was, and you lasted 10 minutes with him.
I did last the 10 minutes. Yeah. You gotta say, I had 10 minutes to prepare.
Yeah, and you probably lasted longer than you had time to prepare. Which is an amazing feat in itself.
But, he was, it was good, though, eh?
Yeah, he was a good sport about it.
Yeah, it was good, but you could, yeah. I got his name wrong.
Yeah.
Out of the chute, and then I thought the other one that I did was at the end. It's like, okay, I'm sort of back together now, and like, you gotta understand, on my sheet I had, my 5 things I had written down.
We're from Winnipeg.
I had Bizarre. Bizarre.
Bizarre, bizarre.
Which was actually a card store right by where I went to elementary school.
Okay.
On 16th and... No, elementary school, right by Lord Bing on 16th and Dunbar. I went to a Ecole Jules Quesnel, French immersion school.
Mm-hmm.
This is the name of a card store. My dad told me I had written down Dave Einstein. Got that wrong. I had written down Maury Funkhauser. It was Marty Funkhauser. I had written down Winnipeg, and I had written down golf. Yes. That's the one thing I got right.
I would have thought he was Canadian, though, honestly. Because he was so long on, like, a small Canadian show.
Right. It was actually in the States, which he just told us. Yeah.
Like I said, I knew it from Canadian television.
Right, yeah.
And I never knew.
I just say, I mean, the one thing I did was I just kept going with my facts. Even though everything had fallen apart, they were all wrong. I just kept doing it, but yeah. We like Super Dave, hey?
We do.
Yeah, we like Super. So thanks for coming on the show, Super Dave. So that was it. Awesome.